of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song.
Hello everyone. If you just listened and you're expecting Sweet Treats at 11, I started a little bit before because the studio was empty, so it was a little sweet treat to me for the night. But I'll just do the introduction again. This is Sweet Treats, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This was YG Marley. Just for the newest listeners, the theme for tonight is songs I discovered over break. I listened to a lot of music over break, and I wanted to share the new songs that I listened to. Up next, we have a new song from Ariana Grande. I think it's sort of her, she's dipping her feet into house music and, like, you know, the more upbeat music that's, like, yeah, I would just say house music. This song is called Yes and it is very, 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 very fun. So, enjoy it. I can't. All right, that was Yes And by Ariana Grande. What a great, great song. Super upbeat, super fun. Up next, we have the next song. This is called After Hours by The Weeknd. Now, this song, I think the perfect vibe for this song is late night drive. You know, you're on the highway and you're just by yourself chilling. You know, this, yeah, I don't know. There's something about this song. It just gives late night car rides. So yeah, I will let you picture when this song is playing, picture yourself in the car by yourself on the highway, because that's the vibe.
My heart belongs to you. I'll risk it all for you.
Alright, that was After Hours by The Weeknd. Luke here has some thoughts. What do you want to share about it?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it because I was just thinking about that song. And it got me thinking about The Weeknd and like how he's an artist in general. And it, listen to this. I really think The Weeknd is an amazing collaborator, but not like... But better than he is like an artist outright. And I was just thinking about that. I looked at like the Apple Music Essentials. And it's just one of the girls where he deals with Jenny Lily Rose Depp. Obviously, Stargirl Interlude with Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm. So fire.
Hurricane with Kanye West. And then The Weeknd collaborated with his voice. Popular with Playboi Carti. And
so
then,
fire.
Where is that? I just skipped past the another one of me with 21 Savage. Like, the only one of these on here that is... super good that he's just done on his own is Blinding Lights. And then like I've been thinking about like that record, and then like Don FM was kind of underwhelming. Like I think he's like sort of on a Danger Mouse level where he's like a great collaborator. And also Gorillaz is also like that, where they're great at collaborations.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's just a really good like supporting artist, but that isn't really a thing. It's an interesting thought.
I like that. I think you're on to something. But I think there's so many good songs that are by himself. Like you said, Blinding Lights. There's Can't Feel My Face. There's, oh my God. There's just so many. But yeah, I do agree. He's,
I forgot
he's
about Can't Feel My Face. That's also
such
a good
song.
Yeah.
Up next, we have, this is going to take a completely different direction. Fleetwood Mac. Do you like Fleetwood Mac, Luke?
I love Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. So this is called, this is Rhiannon. I think I said that right. 1975. So we're going back in time here. Yeah. Right. So yeah, here it is. Enjoy it. Alright, that was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Luke, do you have any...
Nice little mellow song.
Yeah, just right?
Just out the evening. What have we got next on the computer?
Up next we have Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
You like Lil Wayne?
I really like Lil Wayne. I didn't realize how much I liked Lil Wayne until last year when I listened. I was just randomly... Because if you're in New York, you know the struggle of like you download music to listen to on the subway when you're going back and forth to school, but then you just listen to the same stuff over and over again. So I was thinking, I was like, oh, there's artists I haven't listened to that I don't appreciate very much. And I was listening to Tyler at the time with that one single Hot Wind Blows on
Call Me If You Get Lost. I love that song.
So I thought, you know what? Why don't I just download the Carter 3? Changed my life.
Really?
Unbelievable music experience. So I'm up for some Lil Wayne.
I think this might be from the Carter 3.
Oh, what is it called?
Comfortable, featuring Babyface.
I was literally thinking about that
really?
Song. Really? Let's play it. Okay,
I'm like so glad. This song is such a great song. Here it is. Let the beat ride out on this one. So we have one more song before our little PSA from Luke here, but just something I wanted to point out is he in the song he says, "I think everyone's gonna like this song," and then ironically it only has 26 million streams and it's like one of the least popular songs on the album, but it's okay because we like this song, right?
Who is the artist, if I might ask?
Who of this song?
Yeah,
Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne on this song?
Oh, no, that was for Comfortable.
Oh, this is Lil Wayne song.
No. Next up, we have a completely different song. Oh, I was okay. Just saying for Comfortable, it was, he said it would, like, oh, people are going to like it, but no one, you know, it doesn't have that many streams. Up next, though, we have KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See. This is a song from the Fortnite Festival that I really liked. And it's actually, it was, like, shockingly good, and now I'm, like, listening to it unironically.
After slamming your arms on the desk, trying to...
I take that game really seriously. It's really fun. If you have Fortnite, play the festival instead of the actual modes, because the festival is way better.
Actually, do you play drums in festival?
I like the
now
drums a lot.
Now Marco is learning drum lessons. He's going to start learning drum lessons. Fortnite Festival really changed your life, man.
I really think that it played such a core part because... They isolate, like, sort of the drums in the festival so you can hear how important the drums are. And so I sort of want to be the glue to a song. That's so cool to me. That's why I'm going to try to start learning drums soon. However, it is not cheap, unfortunately. It's like a 1K for 10 lessons. Like, Tufts, they're literally robbing me. But you know what? It's worth it.
Still, guess what? You're going to learn how to actually play us on drums after those lessons.
You know what? I might. That would be super cool.
So when you listen to this song, think of, like, a... future Marco in your head just
yep. banging this one out on the drums. Enjoy it. Here it is.
This is
See, like the drums in that song, it carries the song. Now we have a little PSA from Luke. Luke, take it away.
All right. So in between the songs, I've been going on Instagram Reels, right? And what's something you see a lot of on Instagram Reels? Car crashes.
Yeah, a lot of people die.
A lot of people are car crashes. In the last 30 minutes or 40 minutes that we've been on air, I have been scrolling through Instagram Reels and I've seen 12 car crashes.
Oh my goodness.
12 different car crashes. Which is crazy. Yeah, I think Instagram needs to do something. But you want to know something even crazier?
What?
Is that statistically, 4 of those were probably caused by drunk drivers.
Yeah.
4 of those were completely preventable, and then I would have only had 8 car crashes in my Instagram Reels instead of 12.
Wow.
So use this as a little wake-up call. If you're the type of person who looks at a White Claw in your garage fridge before you go on your morning 9 a.m. commute, don't do that.
Don't drink in the morning.
Drink in the morning either.
Yeah, that's just kind of pathetic.
Keep it in the fridge and don't think about, you know, stopping off at the bar and getting a couple brewskis in before you drive home. Just don't do that.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
Anyway, this has been PSA with Luke at Tufts.
Thank you, Luke. That was very informative. Yeah, drinking, you know, it takes a lot of lives. So just please, 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 please do not drink and drive. Get an Uber, call a friend, have a designated driver. That's what they teach us here at Tufts. Have a friend who's not going to drink to make sure you and your friends who are drinking are safe and comfortable and can get home okay. Because that's what's really important. We just want you to live and not die because of alcohol. So up next, you know, we have a Lana Del Rey song. Luke, do you know Lana Del Rey?
I don't know Lana Del Rey, but my sister really likes Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
And I asked her about it because my sister is very sensitive to artists that are problematic. And this one's okay, apparently.
Yes. So everyone loves Lana Del Rey. Like, people worship her. She's like a goddess to like many, many, many fans. Like her fans are like some of like the most hardcore. Like, they'll go out of their way to like... Yeah, and she knows it too. Like, she's like people call her like their mother, like, you know.
It's very interesting for an artist who's the only thing I know about Lana Del Rey that comes off the top of my head is, what if her albums is literally called Chemtrails Over the Country
Club? Yeah.
Which is something I would expect someone in... That's not something I would expect for the core demographic that she has, which is 16-year-old girls. Normally you don't hear like high school girls being like, oh my god, chemtrails.
I think it's relatable. This album is called Ultraviolence, and this song is called Brooklyn Baby.
All right.
Yep.
Well, we know Brooklyn, so we'll see.
We do.
If this...
We are New Yorkers here. It's really good. I think everyone who's listening right now will be pleasantly surprised by this song. Here it is.
Thank you.
All right, that was Brooklyn Baby by Lana Del Rey. I liked it. Did you like it? What did you think?
I liked it too. It's not something I'd associate with Brooklyn necessarily, but
yeah,
definitely Lana's take on Brooklyn.
I think the lore is, or what I get from it is like she's dating like a typical Brooklyn guy who's like in a local band.
Oh, really?
And like she's like in love with him, and she's like swooning over him as he plays.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily think about Brooklyn guys and look at them and like, oh, that's your like stereotypical attractive dude. People from Brooklyn, you need to step your game up. Something's not right down there.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's a lot of like self homemade beer guys down there. Yes. But up next we have, it's sort of the same vibe, Taylor Swift. This one's called The One. This one is one of the better ones, actually. There you go. There's a little play on words right there. Do you like Taylor Swift?
What album is this off of?
This is off of Folklore.
Folklore. I've never listened to a song from Folklore before, so this is going to be a completely new experience
for
me.
You might like this one.
All the Swifties are coming after me. I can feel them running down the road.
Yeah, Swifties love this song.
After insulting all of Brooklyn, now I'm done for.
Here it is. The One.
I'm doing good, I'm on- on some new shit. Been saying yes instead of no. I thought I saw you at the bus stop, I didn't though. I hit the ground running each night. I hit the Sunday matinee. You know the greatest films of all time were never made. I guess you never know, never know. And if you wanted me, you really should've showed. And if you never bleed, you're never gonna grow. And it's alright now. But we were something, don't you think so? Roaring twenties, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you. In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one. On your own, you meet some woman on the internet and take her home. We never painted by the numbers, baby, but we were making it count. You know the greatest loves of all time are over now. I guess you never know, never know. And it's another day waking up alone. Was something, don't you think so? Roaring twenties, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you. In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one. Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different today? We were something, don't you think so? Rosé flowing with your chosen family. And it would have been sweet if it could have been me. In my defense, I have none. Digging up the grave another time. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one.
All right, so that's sort of going to be the end of like the slower songs. The next two songs I actually pulled directly from Instagram Reels and TikToks.
An interesting song. You know, I was just saying before this came on is that Taylor Swift has gotten so much better as an artist over the years.
Yeah, and this was her year this year.
Yeah,
or 2023.
She is like incredible now, but I only say that because she, unfortunately, this is going to just remain the same from now until the end of time. But she has no idea what to do with rappers. I was listening to two different songs. One of them, Karma featuring Ice Spice, and Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. which I didn't know existed until a couple of seconds ago.
It was like the deluxe version.
She just needs to stop.
I know. She
were both very good songs, and then she just ruined both of them.
Well, yeah. She doesn't. Yeah, her music is just different from rap music, and that's fine.
It's totally fine. And I think it was a good attempt. And
yeah.
with this, you know. Two nails to put in a board. I don't think the styles work together.
Yeah.
Being a hater.
Well, it's okay. As long as the, you know, Swifties, sorry for Luke's take there. Don't kill him. up next we have a rap song. This is by Slimanese. The song is called Africa. And this is a fun song, so get ready to hear a really fun song. Here it is.
Don't call, I be ballin' like, whoa. Told on Stacey, she a little small. But I bet if I shoot, I lose breakthrough.
That was good, right?
That's a good song.
What do you think?
I really like that one.
That's yeah. I think you'll like this next one too. This is it's called Act 2 Date at 8 by Four Bats. Yeah, it's a confusing
four
title.
Bats.
Four Bats. Yeah.
Like Four Bats, like they're just four bats?
No, like it's one guy, but it's spelled 4BATZ. He's cool. It's a cool song. I'm just going to play it and
so just play it. Let's see what Four Bats
let me
like.
Hear your thoughts.
Send a text to your DM. Buy honey for your fucking hair. Too honey for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress. So bring your ass up down them stairs. I buy you shit because you wear it. Cause you know I care. Bitch, you know you love it here. That's why you keep on coming there. Your nigga can't compete, I swear. He tried but now he look too weird, baby. I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Find honey for your fucking hair. Too honey for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair.
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Find you for your fucking hair. Too early for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair.
So, Luke, what do you think?
They sampled a smoke alarm in the song.
They did. They did.
It's an interesting take. I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A little bit of, romantic rap. Yeah, a little bit sappy.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can tell it's social media heavy. Like, that's meant to be, like, playing on TikTok. But like, something, like, I noticed music nowadays, like, songs that are slowed down or sped up are like, really popular. Like, especially on TikTok. Yeah. I don't know what it is. What do you think? Like,
I think this has been a thing for a while. Because if you look up any song online, it's going to have both a sped up version
and
it's going to have a slowed down version. I wonder what that is. It's got to be...
People just like it, I guess.
Maybe people just want a different vibe from the song.
Yeah.
Probably what it is they hear it on social media, and it's been sped up or sped down, and then they just can't listen to any other version of the song besides
that's happened
that
to
one.
Me. That has happened
that's gotta
to me.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Toosie makes a song, and I only like it sped up.
What's like a song that you've just like listened through through TikTok?
It's called... It's called Favorite Song by Toosie.
Favorite song by Toosie. Interesting.
It's should I play next? It's,
sure. I mean, it's your radio.
I'll play a little
detour here.
A little detour from the traditional, and I'll play the sped up version too, because it's really good, sped up. Oh my God. He made a toxic version with Future. I didn't even know.
A toxic version.
Yeah, that's. Really,
what is that?
That's really I don't even know. It's just Future is featured. But here it is. Favorite song by Toosie, right. Sped up.
Tell you I mean it. Someone to tell you I love you every day and don't got a reason. Want someone to bring you peace. open up those gates to your heart. Only if you're letting me. I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face, I see you looking for peace. I see you tired of the hurt, tired of the pain, tired of the nights where you can't get no sleep. I see you tired thinking about if you cheat, see you tired thinking about if you're leaving, see you tired of being so tired, you damn sure ain't getting even. Somebody who can make it better, somebody who can open up those gates, open up those gates to your heart, only if you're letting me. I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up.
No, I really can't imagine a version of that song slowed down. That's, I can't believe it got released like that.
Sped up might be, well, there is a slowed down version.
There is a slowed down
version? Yeah, there's a normal version. This is the sped up version. Yeah, yeah,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's good. I really like it. Because it is 11:55, I do have to do my station ID. So this is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Now that we've done that,
what did you say your DJ name was?
DJ name is Fluffy Trumpets. This show is called Sweet Treats. All right. Yeah.
The show is called Sweet Treats.
Yeah.
I wonder what my DJ name should be. You pick one. Or else I'm going to pick something like Young Fentanyl. Okay. And that's just what I'm going to roll with. Pick one.
I don't... Prancing Hippo. All
right. Something stupid
like that. Yeah. That's like the type of DJ name.
Yeah, we're both like Xbox username.
That's literally where I got mine.
Exactly.
All right. Up next, though, we have, this might be the last song. This is an ASAP Rocky song.
Ooh, also a great artist.
It's called Excuse Me. Have you heard this one?
I have not heard enough ASAP Rocky, but I'd like to listen to
this one.
Right,
I got off a Spotify playlist called Eargasms, and it's actually, it low key is inducing. Like, all right, it's really good. Here it is. Right now.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Bill Collector, I got problems. My check arrived manana, I'ma pay my debt, I promise. I spent $20,000 with my partners in Bahamas. Another $20,000 on Rick Owens out in Barney. I said, excuse me, why the fuck you looking, what's your problem? I swear we gon' have drama if you touch my telegarments. All you see is niggas here, so that mean this trick is there. What you mean? We got weed and codeine and bricks for sale. I bet a lot of niggas plotting, so you know I got that heater, bruh. Slide my side of all them, catch me riding with my Nina, bruh. She got an apple bottom that remind you of Anita, bruh. Oh, you mean like Q-Tip? Now that girl my new bitch. Excuse me. No, I believe the proper terms, excuse you. I have to switch up on you niggas and start shitting if I choose to. That's when the new you become a difference since they knew you. I guess the new me is just gonna take some getting used to. Excuse me, I tell them the excuse. What's the word around town? Tell me what's the latest news. And who them niggas? I tell them we them dudes. Ain't got time to make excuses, bro, we steady making moves. And run the game, even when they bend the rules. I pay very close attention, after that I pay my dues. And excuse me, may I be excused, cause I gave this shit my all. Ain't got nothing left to lose. Tell me why these little niggas talking like they killers, bruh. Nowadays these niggas always caught up in they feelings, bruh. But I stay 100, cause you know I keep it trilla, bruh. Mobbing like Tupacalypse or Bishop, how I hit them up. Feeling
them up with lyrics, bury all my victims, kill them, dig them up again and say I did it. Snitch, excuse me, mind your business, bruh. Swear that you could get it, girl. She a fashion killer, huh? Killer girl, I'ma go get her, she'll get it, girl. Blocko, where you been? I've been thugging with my nigga, bruh. Blocko, how you been? I'm still thugging with my nigga, bruh. Blocko, where you been? I've been thugging with my nigga, bruh. Blocko, how you been? I've been thugging with my bugging with my niggas. Go slugging, tell me who fucking with my niggas. Who running my niggas? Fuck the bussin', they bucking and bussing that niggas. I'm over rubber tussing in public, couple of purple substance or something. My niggas, the only thing that moves me. Excuse me,
excuse me. I tell them they excuse. What's the word around town? Tell me what's the latest news. And who them niggas? I tell them we them dudes. Ain't got time to make.